when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily, and my name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, crypto exchanges have an incentive to go derivatives, calls for Wikipedia to not take Bitcoin, and there's an energy hearing about crypto in Congress. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, January 13, 2021. I got to get straight into those crypto prices because I'm recording this at 11:55 Eastern Standard Time. We just had a YouTube live event with Decrypt. I was on the past couple weeks talking about different topics. So on Thursdays around 11 o'clock, Decrypt does these live conversations about different things in the news, in the crypto news space. And today we're talking about the responsibility of the media in a crypto downturn. And it was an interesting discussion. So if you want to, go to YouTube, Decrypt's YouTube, and that's just Decrypt Media, and check out that conversation. But we need to get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And I'm recording this at 11:57 Eastern Standard Time. Bitcoin is sitting at $43,330, down 0.5% in 24. Ethereum is at $3,300, down 1.7%. Binance Coin is at $476, down 1.7%. Tether's in the number 4 spot, and Solana's number 5 at 153. Running off the top 10, we have USDC, Cardano, XRP, Luna, and Polkadot. Total market cap, we're over $2 trillion. We're at 2.06, a BTC dominance of 39.8, and an ETH dominance of 19.2. And now it's time for coin of the day. Our coin of the day today is number 171 on CoinMarketCap, MetaBlock, ticker MED. Price 5.7 cents. It's up 17.4% in 24 hours. Market cap is 311.5 million. Fully diluted market cap is 458.4 million, which means there's around, around 3/4 in circulation. They don't have the little ticker here to tell me. The total supply of MED token is around 7.8 billion. The all-time high was set 9 months ago in April at 35.2 cents. It's down 83.5% since then. All-time low was 3 years ago at 0.001 cents. It's up 4,000% since then. You can buy it on BitThumb, Shitcoin Mecca, and Bittrex. So what is MetaBlock? MetaBlock is creating a patient-centered health data ecosystem that can protect individual privacy and maximize the reliability of health data by developing Panacea, a high-performance blockchain optimized for health data exchange. In a decentralized, tamper-proof blockchain-based data ecosystem, we can finally have sovereignty over our own data and use our health information according to our own needs. That is MetaBlock, number 171 on CoinMarketCap, ticker MED. Moving into today's headlines, Molly White, a longtime editor at Wikipedia who runs under the name Guerrilla Warfare, has submitted a proposal that seeks the end of the Wikimedia Foundation's acceptance of crypto donations. White's concerns revolve primarily around the environmental impact of cryptocurrencies. Currently, Wikipedia accepts Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Ethereum. First, she claims that accepting cryptocurrency signals endorsement of the cryptocurrency space by the Wikimedia Foundation and the members of Wikimedia movement. And she believes that Wikipedia is mainstreaming the usage of the investments in technology that are inherently predatory. She also claims that cryptocurrencies may not align with the Wikimedia Foundation's commitment to environmental sustainability and that it risks damaging its reputation by participating in this. Except the cryptocurrency makes a joke out of Wikimedia Foundation's commitment to environmental sustainability, another contributor said. And another added, the cryptocurrency donation feature completely disregards the sustainability commitment. Cryptocurrency takes a massive toll on the environment. What's your thoughts? MatthewAaron@Decrypt.co. Let me know. The top three crypto exchanges recorded around $25 billion in trading volume in 24 hours, according to CoinGecko. But the top three derivative exchanges, they've done around $70 billion. So it's no wonder that, you know, exchanges that offer simple buying and selling want to get into futures and option contracts. Well, that's why today Coinbase announced that it will acquire FairX to do just that. And why are they acquiring FairX? Because they are already regulated by the U.S. Commodities Futures and Trading Commission, or the CFTC. The CFTC is the branch that has oversights of the derivatives markets for all sorts of things just beyond commodities. Coinbase said that these products are in high demand from investors who seek to effectively manage risk, execute complex trading strategies, and gain exposure to cryptos outside of the existing spot markets. The United States House Committee on Energy and Commerce has announced a hearing on the cryptocurrency industry's energy consumption. The hearing will take place Thursday, January 20th. The committee chairman and the Oversight and Investigations chair said, "In just a few short years, cryptocurrency has seen a meteoric rise in popularity. It's time to understand and address the steep energy and environmental impacts it's having on our planet and our communities." The two added that the focus of this hearing will be on proof-of-work blockchains, like those used by Bitcoin and Ethereum, and how such cryptocurrencies could mitigate to cleaner alternatives. "We look forward to examining the cryptocurrency mining's growth and energy footprint and how proof-of-work blockchains in particular may mitigate toward cleaner alternatives and renewable energy solutions," they said. According to Cambridge University, the Bitcoin network consumes around 120 terawatt-hours of energy per year. That's pretty much as much as some countries. And if Cambridge University's data is correct, only 39% of that energy is from renewables. So I promise you, I'll be paying very, very close attention to this hearing on Thursday, January 20th. And finally, Representative Tom Emmer, Republican from Minnesota, proposed a law on Wednesday that could prohibit the Federal Reserve from issuing a central bank digital currency to individuals directly. And a central bank digital currency is a CBDC. Emmer's bill comes at a time when central banks across the world, including the Fed, are considering whether to introduce digital versions of their currency or, in the case of China, already did so. Emmer warns that digital currencies issued by the Fed could be a slippery slope and when consumers could one day be forced to register with the central bank to access money, which could in turn lead to mass surveillance of their financial activity. I mentioned my views on the show many times about my opinion on and my feelings on CBDCs, but now I want yours. Email me, MatthewAaron@Decrypt.co. What would you say about your country adopting central bank digital currencies or CBDCs? Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to Spotify, top left corner on your mobile app, and rate us 5 stars, please, so everybody knows that this is the best damn daily crypto news show on the planet. I want to give people confidence to stop here every morning or evening to get their crypto news. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Decrypt Daily. We're going to be posting things there. We're getting more active with our Twitter. I'm just not a big social media guy. I'd much rather do podcasts. I'd much rather do lives. I'd much rather do spaces and just talk about things with people. It's just more nuanced. I just don't like the lack of nuance, a lack of conversation, and like this clickly tribalism in social media. So I try to stay off of it, but I got to be on it. And so follow us at the Decrypt Daily. And until tomorrow, for our week in review, happy hodling, everyone.